The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Gather around, kiddies, whilst I regale you with a story from the olden days. It would probably be, a good 10 years into our distant past. That's right, I have adult memories from a decade ago. Back then, before on-demand and Netflix, we would put on our shoes and walk a good few blocks to the video rental store to pick up a couple of movies which had recently become available on DVD. That's a glass laser-etched round thingy, like a CD only for visuals. Never mind, it's not important. The thing was, if you went to the video store on a Friday evening, all of the good movies had been rented out already, and you're stuck with the garbage which may be new but nobody wants to see anyway. That's almost exactly what Canadian Netflix is like. So this weekend, I caught a couple of real stinkers. Noah, starring Russell Crowe, and The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco. Both were epically bad, but I'm disappointed to have to say that The Interview, the movie Kim Jong-un didn't want the world to see upon threat of nuclear annihilation, was actually the most watchable of the two. For one thing, it makes the supreme ruler of North Korea look like a dumbass, despite the dumb and dumber antics of Rogen and Franco. Secondly, it was the right length, 90 minutes tops. And three, things actually happen. Conversely, in Noah, nothing happens for excruciating long periods of time, which makes you wonder why on earth you decide to commit 2.5 hours to this cinematic bore. And that's not to diss the Bible's version of events. It's a great story about the seemingly mad man who builds a giant boat nowhere near water and ushers in all the animals of the world two by two before God unleashes a flood upon the wicked by making it rain for 40 days and nights. Let me stop right there to interject. I live in Vancouver, okay? We call 40 days of nonstop rain winter. No big deal. The screenplay veers wildly away from the biblical account to include giant six-armed stone watchers who help build the ark and an evil stowaway who periodically munches down on one of the animals. Can you imagine how many species he would have destroyed over the course of 40 days? Thanks, Canadian Netflix, for making me scrape the bottom of the movie barrel. I can't wait until next year to see this year's Oscar favorites. My name is Cal Coate. This hour, tons of new grooves, plus a touch of the familiar special interview with Brownout from Austin, Texas. But first, Razia Sayed has surrounded herself with some of Madagascar's musical mainstays like Regis Jazavo on accordion and guitarist Gary on her brand new disc, Akori, or What Now? Right now, here's Razia with our debut of Kajio, The Forest, on World Beat Canada Radio.
Netk madar sira kwae na linye Kangulumbela ni kwae kumitale Kati wae kunya farane tani kuye Dani vu kati abanlae fati ampe
Kati unarewa kwae kidulie nani usiliana Unarewa kwa tutulie nani usiniana
Kanyole, kanina ngambara nifanza kana mitika tuyeye Enga unareo ne malo wongi mani bangana Kaburwangi taneti wong timete nyole Ainga watakiwe yani famikeki musari anyowi
Kaji unarewa kwa ikidulie nani usiniana
Nolae
Kaji unarewa kwa ikidulie nani usiniana
Manangambara ni kwa ye nifanza kana
Taula ye ni manapaka lenye naulie
Kamanduru tanete fatimete aniwewa
Ni mana utave marareye ni kakusare
Kazi unarewa kwa kidulia na nilusiniana
Naula ye ya niwewo
Kazi unarewa kwa
Dale hulu wo
Kazi ye Kwa kidulie nani usiniana
Marae
through Vancouver on Monday night, debuting a brand new album called The Deepest Lake. That is Dengue Fever from The Deepest Lake, Khmer Pop and Psych Rock. It's No Sudden Moves, our debut from World Beat Canada Radio. Before that, the brand new record from Razia and Kajio, our forest, decrying Madagascar's slash and burn policy. This is Los Furios from Vancouver, How the Mighty Have Fallen.
You couldn't spare a dime, but you took it all anyway. Ran it to the bottom, then you walked away. You fought your way to the top, but it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. All the things you made on the way are now long gone, and you're the only one to blame. Nothing to say, so you fight your way to the top. But it's a long way down, and the bottom's gonna drop. No one cares what you got. Selfish indifference sure cost a lot. See, it ain't funny making lots of money. The land of milk and honey. Lots of money, the land of milk and honey.
Just realized that February the 18th, 19th, and 20th, I'll be going out to see a Brownout, Babel, Gilberto, and Zvulun Dub System, all three in a row. Come out to Performance Works on Granville Island Friday, February the 13th through 15th for a three-day festival of African, Afro-Brazilian, Afro-Haitian, and Afro-Peruvian music and dance performances and workshops. Check out the contemporary Afro-Haitian band from Montreal, Wesley, with Vancouver's favorite Zimbamoto, contemporary Zimbabwean band, Caracatta Afrobeat Ensemble, Ashi Brazil Capoeira, and more. For tickets and more information, check out caravanbc.com. February the 15th, Vico does the Beatles and more. Join us for a celebration of love of music, a fun afternoon of groovy folk, pop, and traditional tunes performed on instruments from all over the planet. Also on the bill with the Vancouver Intercultural Orchestra, complimentary food and refreshments, an instrument petting zoo, and great silent auction items. It's all happening at Frederick Wood Theatre out at UBC. And February the 19th, the incredible Imperial, world-renowned multi-Grammy-nominated singer-songrighter Bebel Gilberto releases her first solo album in 5 years. It's called Tudo, which means everything. Bebel's ethereal vocals and wistful, dreamy songwriting will be featured that night at the Imperial, February the 19th. Coming up, Alpha Yaya Diallo for some crazy atmospheres, courtesy of Montreal-based Quicksound from the new album Mosalu, Master of the Universe.
And beyond.
With our counterparts all over the world.
That's where you'll find World Beat Canada Radio.
We create together.
And borders.
Music and art
have the tremendous power
of bringing people together.
And this is our goal.
Show through these mediums.
We are all one race.
Just ahead of the curve.
Sedução, barco à vela.
verde pão, só céu azul no Atlântico Sul, asa delta no ar, Camboriú, Guarujá.
Yet chill, just the way the Brazilians do it. Brazilian-born artists Greco Barato and Canção do Verão. Before that, quick sound with Alpha Yaya Diallo and Master of the Universe. Time for your touch of the familiar, a very special interview with Brownout on their new project, Brown Sabbath. One major difference between an Austin's Brownout and an electrical Brownout is that when the lights dim, the voltage cranks when the band hits the stage. They're powering their way through the 2015 Brown Sabbath Tour with Northwest stops in Bellingham, Vancouver, Seattle, and Portland this month. Greg Gonzalez is on the line to set the scene. How you doing, Greg?
I'm doing well.
Where are you guys right now?
We are in Austin, Texas, getting ready to head out on the road. We'll be leaving tonight on an overnight drive to get to Las Vegas for our first show of the tour.
Brownout is a real stunner, but the Brown Sabbath stuff is epic. Ozzy himself digs what you guys have done. How'd that seed take root?
Well, the Brown Sabbath thing started out kind of as a half joke. You know, we were on tour as Brownout, and we had scheduled a residency at a local club called Frank. The residency was to run for the entire month of September back in 2013, I suppose. And the concept behind the residency was that we would do a different set of music every week, kind of like a theme set. So the first week, I believe we had a hip-hop night where we invited several local rappers and MCs And we played a bunch of classic hip-hop beats, as well as some of the songs we've been doing as part of our support show, which is the Wu-Tang Clan. And they came along and rapped over top of those beats. The next week, we did a b-boy set for all the breakdancers in town, where we played a bunch of classic break beats by the Blackbirds and James Brown and others, so that they could show off their dancing skills.
Cool.
Another night, we did a James Brown tribute night, where we did the entire album Black Caesar. We called it Brown Set That. And then for the final night, we weren't sure what we were going to do. You know, we were throwing around a bunch of ideas of doing maybe like a Brazilian funk night, doing a country funk night, even doing a Turkish funk night. And as we were just kind of trying to figure out ways to do it, someone threw out Brown Sabbath just as like a joke, you know,
right.
Like, oh, let's do a Black Sabbath night. And at first you're like, yeah, whatever. And then as time got down to the wire, we thought about it more and we're like, well, you know, we like Black Sabbath a lot. We're all big fans. And they're pretty funky and their songs are riff heavy. Maybe we can learn this quickly. As it turns out, it was a lot more involved than that. Their songs are also super epic.
Yeah.
But we did it anyway. And it turned out to be the most successful show of the entire residency. You know, we had a line around the block, it sold out the club, and it was such a big hit that we decided, you know, let's give it a try, recording it as an EP to give away.
Yeah.
So at first, that was our intention, but then Ubiquity Records got wind of it, and they said, you know, we like that idea, we'll give you a deal if you want to put it out and record a full length. So we did that, and we've been touring behind it ever since. It's just been super well received.
Was it a challenge to combine the percussive lightness of Latin music with the impossibly heavy metal dirges of Sabbath?
It was tricky to a certain extent because Black Sabbath and percussion don't necessarily go hand in hand in most people's minds.
Yeah.
You know, it is very heavy on the drums and there's a lot of 6/8 shuffle kind of feels,
yeah,
which lend themselves naturally to African and Latin percussion. So it did work out in the end. And beyond that, all of their riffs are just incredibly funky, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, it took a lot less work than you would expect. You know, we're big fans. We didn't want to do any disrespect to the music. We didn't want to water it down or in any way lose the heaviness that is at its essence, you know, that rawness.
Right. Who's your guitarist? He must be a big Tony Iommi fan.
We have two guitar players, Adrian Quesada and Bethel Martinez. Bethel Martinez is more the resident metalhead.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of Black Sabbath, Slayer, Metallica, and all that kind of stuff. So he took most of the leads on the album and live, but Adrian also contributed his own flair. You know, he has a knack for adding little textural bits and pieces here, which really give it the kind of tones that separate it from the original heaviness and make it our own.
You know, people in the Northwest, except maybe those listening to this program, might not realize that the heavy metal shredding is kind of embedded in modern Latin culture as well. Can you speak to that a bit?
There's a heavy appreciation, especially among Mexican Americans,
yeah,
and Mexicans in general, for goth culture and heavy metal culture. And I think it has a lot to do with Catholicism being so deeply rooted in the culture, you know, the whole ritual and the theatrical element of it all. You know, people dressed in black and the whole church kind of ominous cathedral vibe, you know, that just goes hand in hand with Black Sabbath.
Cool. Never thought about it that way. The Brownout Brown Sabbath 2015 tour touches down at the imaginatively named venue on Granville in Vancouver on February the 18th. They're also playing in Bellingham, Seattle, and Portland. Why don't you get on the Brownout mailing list at brownoutmusic.com? We're talking with Greg Gonzalez from the band. Greg, which show are we getting in Vancouver, the Brown Sabbath show or the Brownout show with Carl Denson's Tiny Universe?
You're going to be getting kind of a hodgepodge of two. Since we're playing with Carl Denson, we're all huge fans of music, but we also felt that it was appropriate to just come out with a pure Brown Sabbath tribute show opening for Carl. He's more on the funk jam band and R&B side of things. So we will be playing a few tracks from the Brown Sabbath repertoire and mixing them in with our own original material and music from our three albums, released music, as well as some unreleased original music that we're going to be working up for the tour.
Oh, that's the best of both worlds. I'm looking forward to it. Is Brownout going back into the studio after the tour wraps?
Yeah, we've been going to the studio regularly to demo out and develop our new material. And when we get back, we'll be doing more of that. You know, we're probably about halfway through with our next release of original material, you know, and I think the Black Sabbath, Brown Sabbath thing has definitely inspired us to take our music in a new direction that's a little heavier,
yeah,
a little more drenched with psychedelia and effects and whatnot. And we're also incorporating some of those great vocalists we've had the good fortune to work with as Brown Sabbath, mainly Alex Marrero, who goes on tour with us, the Brown Ozzy, if you will,
yeah,
but also some of these other characters who special guests did and who have been joining us on our shows, you know.
Wow, bring it. Well, Ozzy's on a crazy train about your version of The Wizard, but this is a segment that we call The Touch of the Familiar. So let's take this home, Greg, with the granddaddy heavy, heavy monster riff of all time. Can you set up the Brown Sabbath version of Iron Man? You guys kind of changed up the riff altogether on that one.
That's one of the first songs that we were working on at our residency over a year ago. And at that time, we weren't exactly sure how we were going to bring across the Brown Sabbath sound, you know. We had a vocalist, but we weren't sure how many songs he was going to sing, and we had limited time to rehearse. So at first, we were trying to develop mostly instrumental material, and that was one of those, you know. Obviously, the more instrumental it was, the more it changed, you know.
Right.
You can hear it on the album where we did Black Sabbath and we did Into the Void as well as. And on those tracks, you know, since we didn't have a vocalist, we had the horns playing the melodies, the guitars playing the melodies, and we really stretched them out a little bit to kind of give them a brown-out treatment a little more.
are you going to hear music like that but World Beat Canada Radio. Brownout from their Brown Sabbath album and Iron Man. My thanks to Greg Gonzalez for filling us in about the project, and we look forward to seeing them on the 18th at the venue on Granville. Still to come, more of the best music from the Four Corners. Sistema Solar takes us way out there with El Bouton de Pantalon, The Button on the Pants.
No te va que pantalón, que yo vive en mansión. Yo nunca tengo razón, no tengo ni por limón.
Ni la carne, sueño, ni yo vi.
Si te apretan el botón por la mala situación, no te va que pantalón, que yo vive en mansión. Yo nunca tengo razón, no tengo ni por limón.
Want all of the masses, them come to culture move.
This collaboration here with no ego trip. We no bring no badness, no fuss or fighting with. It's an educational. Why don't you keep up with this? Time to pay attention to the conscious lyrics. Me cry, what them I do? And what them I chat about? When you them after 9 o'clock, can't stay out of government, man. Him stirring up on the mouth. Here, what him man say will happen without a doubt. He cannot think for himself. Come the American to build up the tension. Bring the idea to be done now. When you is done in every satisfaction, then it will be as life for the human, human and woman.
Who goes there? The original Asian Dub Foundation alongside Navigate around the MIC up here. Reality we talk and strictly culture. Culture upon the move this year. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Asian Dub Foundation. Hey, hey. Hey, 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 hey. Kingdom gets kingdom and nation gets nation. Time we are living in a revelation. Cause when you take a stock of the whole situation, the elder them a fight to the young generation. Instead of them a try to build a firm foundation, them a bring human being down to pure degradation. With chemical warfare and nuclear weapons, starvation, separation, dehumanization. The world population have to take precaution from pollution, corruption, deception, infection. Politicians, them claim, say them that the solution. But if it not them out, them have a wicked intention. To rinse out poor people with tax and inflation. Segregating the massive, separating the nation. You think of something, don't be why you answer me question. You better watch yourself before they put you in a madman. All of the massive in the place, do punch a move. All of the massive in the place, do punch a move. All of the massive in the place, do punch a move. All of the massive, all of the cool, do punch a move.
So stop these sadness, so come and tell them proper. Encourage the massive to become their own creator. Because in this time you're up beyond the astana. Then the government man is gonna try my shop and a plan. So direct the crowd, I give them navigation. Believe you me, I'll get a wicked reaction. Jump on.
Hey, 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 hey.
He are the navigator.
Hey, hey.
Chop on the move. You got to be conscious in everything that you do.
Yes, I'm the foundation. We
yourself, kind of say that you get left on the shelf. Original navigates around the MIC. Here's a dumb foundation, deal with reality. So yeah, you're my bad boy. Look here where you go. Anger yourself with manners and have respect. Sin. Sin.
That is Asian Dub Foundation from Rafi's Revenge. Although I really don't think it has anything to do with the children's performer. That is Culture Move. Before that, Sistema Solar from Colombia and El Buton de Pantalon. Back to Colombia next for a little bit of porno pop, Care of Cabas, and a tribute to Latina's voluptuous forms. La Cadarona is on deck on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you.
De nuevo te siento cerca, mis ganas se alborotan, me provocas con tu cumbia, me embriagas de tu aroma. Cuidado, entrale con cautela y como una serpiente, atrápala por la cola. Me abandono entre tu boca, cuidado, me dice la cabeza, esa es una serpiente, atrápala por la cola. Ya volvió, volvió la caderona, bailó y movió todo mi interior, caderona. Ya volvió, volvió la caderona, volvió y llenó de cumbia todo. Se alborotan, el mundo se prepara, porque ella con esa cumbia se vuelve loca.
Bailó y movió todo mi interior, caderona.
Still found a little time to debut yet another great new album that just came across my desk. It's called Nadre, or My Heart, by Dobe Ganore. She's from the Ivory Coast, and this is the second disc we have from her, and I look forward to getting a little bit deeper into that in the days and weeks that come. My name is Cal Cote. We are produced and recorded through the facilities of Calco Pirate Communications. Check out Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser, our sister broadcast. As always, start at the homepage. It's worldbeatcanada.com. There you will find links to our blog, calcopirate.com, where you'll find playlists and links to all of the artists that we play on both programs. You'll also find our Mixcloud Easy Players and great new reviews, like our new review of Mariachi El Bronx. We are going out south of the border with a little bit more from Nortec Collective's Boss Dish Infusible and Preciosa. But our last word goes to Aldous Huxley, who said, "I wanted to change the world, but I have found that the only thing one can be sure of changing is oneself."
Thank you. Copyright Communications.